Speaking at the opening of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Sudan's vice president earlier this week urged the UN to shelve the prosecution of the country's longtime president on charges of genocide in Darfur. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court has asked judges to issue an arrest warrant for President Omar al-Bashir on charges that he was responsible for the genocide in the region. Spokesperson for the Save Darfur Coalition, Alan Brooks LaShore, says many other countries will not allow Sudan to continue its actions without protest.
The Sudanese government is certainly working quite assiduously to derail efforts of justice and accountability for those responsible for the crimes in Sudan. Many of the efforts have included reaching out to some of their diplomatic partners. They certainly have engaged the Chinese on this issue, as well as some of their other patrons in international institutions. What we're seeing, though, is the special envoy from the United States to the Sudan has said that if forced to vote today, even if the vote were 191-4, the United States would veto such an action to derail the prospect of justice and accountability in Sudan. There is certainly a constituency here in the United States and in other places, aside from the work of our government, but just everyday, ordinary Americans, Italians, residents from the UK, as well as France, that are speaking out on this issue and essentially saying that justice and accountability cannot be delayed and they can't be forestalled, that we have to move forward with the prospect of it.